Hello, everybody. You're listening to Hobosode number 91. Today is March 15th, 2018, and this one is sponsored by Thunor. Thank you, Thunor, for supporting the show on the Patreon. I'm going to call some more numbers from Max Power's classified list from the homeowners associations. So I guess we'll just get started with that. First one we've got here is the one that I kept trying on the show the other day and they wouldn't answer. It's the boat for sale. It's a 2008 Sea Ray 18-foot Bow Rider with trailer, spare tire, two vests, depth finder, flares. That sounds like something I need to borrow.
Hello?
Hey there. I was calling about your boat for sale.
Yes.
Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Okay, great. I'm calling, this is Steve Dave. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Okay. And
the boat, the boat is down in the storage area.
Okay, great. Yeah. We just need to borrow it for a couple hours. We're just going to, do we need a key? Is there a way to get to it?
My husband can meet you down there tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, no, we want to do it today. My nephew's in town. I'm just going to take him out for a spin in the boat.
Oh, well.
We're not going to buy it or anything. We just want to just ride it for a little bit, just for an hour.
Right. I'm sorry. He can't come down now.
Oh, well, can we just drop by and get the key real quick?
No. No, my husband wants to be there.
Oh, well, no, he doesn't need to be there. We don't want him around, judging us while we get all crazy with it.
No, I'm sorry.
We're just going to tear around the lake a little bit.
You can't.
We're going to do some donuts.
He wants to be there.
We're going to do some donuts and stuff.
Nope, sorry.
We're with the Homeowners Association, so you don't really have a choice. We're just going to do it.
You can't do it.
Oh, no, we can do anything. We're the Homeowners Association.
I don't care you're the Homeowners Association. You need the key to get in. You need the key to start the boat, and you ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, but...
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Don't make us give you a fee. Oh. I wonder if the husband's there.
Hello?
Hey, is the husband around?
He's here, but he can't speak on the phone right now.
Why not?
Because he can't. I'm doing the talking for him.
I see.
And no, he will not allow you to take the boat without him being there to see what the hell is going on.
Sorry.
Don't call back about this.
Can you just leave the key in the mailbox? Not tell him, maybe? Fine. I mainly just wanted to shoot the flare gun off while I tear around in the lake doing donuts, shooting the flare gun up in the air. It would have been awesome. Next is a GE Profile Spacemaker XL 36-inch stainless steel microwave. $150.
Hi, this is Terry.
Oh, hey, Terry.
Yeah.
It's Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Not too bad.
Okay, I don't have time for small talk. I was calling about that microwave you have.
I already sold it.
Ah, okay. Well, we didn't get our cut, and you didn't fill out paperwork for it.
You didn't get your cut?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't get your cut?
Well, the Homeowners Association gets 20% of any sale. And
really?
I think that'd be about $30 that you owe us from that. Did it sell for $150?
No. No, I got $125 for it.
Okay, well that's...
Are you serious?
Yeah. You can't just be running a business from your home like that.
Well, I'm not. I'm not running a business.
Well, you're making money. You're selling things and making money. That's what a business does.
Yeah, but I did that to get rid of it so it wasn't in my garage.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to have a bunch of crap in your garage anyway.
Well, it's not. I replaced it, and so I had to get rid of it somehow.
Well, don't make us fine you. I mean, do we need to come and check out your garage?
No.
Okay.
You can if you want. So you're saying I owe you 20% of that $125?
Yes, sir. What is that, like $25 or something? 24
okay.
maybe.
Do I have to come and pay you or something or what?
Yeah. That sounds good. Okay. Just come by the office.
All right. Sounds good. I'll be down there tomorrow.
Okay. Can you?
So this is at the HOA office?
Yeah, the HOA office. Can you bring cash? And exact change.
I can manage, yes.
Exact change.
Okay, and who do I need to see? Anybody in the HOA office?
Yeah, just anyone in here. Just come in and say you're here to pay your 20%. You sold a microwave.
Okay.
You tried to hide it. Make sure you mention that you tried to hide it, and they'll go easy on you. Because, like, you didn't fill out your paperwork.
You guys are, you're too good. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
What do you mean I'm too good?
Sounds good.
What do you mean I'm too good? Did you think you could get away with it?
No, I didn't even know that ad existed, to be honest.
Oh, sure. Yep, that's what they all say. They all pretend they didn't know
I'm serious. I didn't know that was one of the rules.
Yeah, how many other things have you sold this year at your business, at your home-based business?
No. I'm not making, this isn't a business, man.
Seems like a business. So, have you sold any cars?
No. Yeah. No, I haven't. So,
okay,
sounds good. We'll see you tomorrow.
Any type of income, you have to let us know what you're making, and we'll decide if we're going to take our 20% or not.
I'm not making any. Yeah, no, I'm not.
How about your salary at your job?
You've got to be kidding. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay,
bye.
Well, there's this paperwork. You got to fill out paperwork. That guy was very compliant. He's going to come in and pay his, what is it? I guess that'd be $25, right? He's just going to come right in and pay that. What a nice guy. I wonder how long it's going to take him to realize that's not real. Is he going to realize it before he gets there? Is he going to tell his wife, honey, you won't believe it? And she'll tell him it's not real? Someone at some point's got to tell him that it's totally fake. Next, we've got that massage chair for sale. $600. Call Rita if interested. That sounds like the perfect kind of chair to use if you're doing dentistry in your garage.
Good evening.
Hi, Rita?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about that massage chair for sale.
Yes. Who is this?
This is Roy. I live here in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. Okay, what can I do? What can I answer for you?
I just needed to find out if it was still available. I do like a, I do dentistry out of my garage, and I was thinking that might be a good chair for that.
Oh, yes, it is still available, but I'll tell you what, I'm out of town right now. I'll be back next Wednesday.
Okay. Does it recline?
Yes. Yes, it does. It goes back, and I've got all the instruction book and everything. I'll tell you, my husband bought it, and he just really didn't use it very much.
Mm-hmm.
It's practically brand new. I'm going to be very honest with you. It really is. So,
okay.
You know, if it's something you could use, I would be thrilled. You know?
Yeah. I run like a underground dental office out of my garage here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
I'm just down the street from you, I think. Like, which street are you on?
I'm on Twin Lakes.
Yeah, I'm right around the corner.
Oh, really?
From that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw it in the ad thing online, whatever.
Yeah, but, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Okay, can I, I'll tell you what, I'm not home right now. Can you just call me back? I'll be back Wednesday, like later in the afternoon, maybe even Wednesday night or Thursday. Could you just call me back then?
Sure, I could do that. Hey, is there any chance you guys need any dental work done? Because I do dental work out of my garage.
Right now, it's just me. My husband's passed away, so it's just me. And
okay.
Right now, I'm pretty good. So, but
okay, because you know, yeah, I do. I'm unlicensed and everything. I just do this out of my garage. I'm not supposed to be doing it. So don't be tattling on me to the homeowners association.
I won't tell a soul. I promise.
Okay, but if you give me a discount on the chair, you know, I can get you some really cheap dental work done.
Well,
I don't
have many teeth to begin with, quite honestly, so I think I better stick with what I've got.
Okay, I make teeth, too. I have a 3D printer in my garage, and I can make dentures and stuff.
Well, that's good to know. It's good to know if I get an emergency or something.
Yeah, it's a pretty good deal. I charge like 6,000% less than retail.
I'm sure you would. That would be great.
Yeah, no overhead here. I don't have to deal with any of that regulatory crap. I just do what I want.
Okay, well, call me back, like I said, either Wednesday night or Thursday, and you can come up and look at it and see what you think about it, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Like, you think this would be a good dentist chair, though? Like, if you were at a dentist office,
well,
is this the kind of chair you
it doesn't go up, you know what I mean? But it goes back. It's got all the recliners in the back and does the massage.
Yeah, they would love that.
Up, you know,
they need to be relaxed when they got me rooting around in their mouth.
Well, anybody needs to be relaxed going to a dentist. So not just you, anybody. So.
Yep. It'd probably counteract the heavy metal music I play at full blast while I do my work.
Oh, that might help then, right. Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. I'll call you back.
And I'll call me back. Okay,
bye.
I appreciate it.
Bye, honey.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. She just did not care about anything. She's totally fine with a unlicensed dentist working around the corner from her. Next is a 32.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Catherine?
Yes.
Hey, I'm calling about that RV that you've got for sale.
Well, you'd have to go to Utah now to get it.
Ah, fuck. You sold it?
I'm sorry.
You already sold it?
No. I just got tired of dealing with people, to be honest with you. It just is one thing after another, and people telling me this, and they definitely wanted it, and all of that. And I just hauled it up to my ranch in Utah.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can go to Utah. I just need to borrow it for one day. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
I don't understand. What Homeowners Association? Yeah, it's not there anymore. It's in Utah.
Ah, crud. I was just going to borrow it for the day. Like, just today. I was just going to borrow it just for a few hours.
Wouldn't have helped you.
Oh, no, no. I would have insisted, because I'm with the Homeowners Association. We do what we want.
Is that right?
Yep.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You can't be listing things like that and not expected to have us, you know, just borrow things all willy-nilly.
Well, that's kind of what they do. You're right about that. But I've sold a lot, and my RV is out of there. So you have no longer any control.
Well, fuck. You know?
Yeah.
So what? It's just going to sit up there in Utah and just depreciate?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, wow.
No, I have a ranch up there and a big family. It's just kind of a thing where we all get together and go up there, and the more places, the merrier, really.
It seems like a poor financial decision, just letting your $7,000 RV just sit there and rot.
Yeah, I know. Well, listen, dear, I better go because I'm right in the middle of another real estate transaction.
Oh, really? Who's it with? How much is it going to be for?
I gotta go.
Why? Oh, come on, wait. Ma'am, Catherine, hello? Well, shit, she completely thwarted my plans. This next one, I would like to rent a covered storage for a Nissan Xterra from the end of March to October. I'm willing to pay up front.
Hello?
Hello, Colleen?
Yes, who's calling?
Hey, you're Colleen. This is Steve Dave. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, uh-huh, yeah.
And, you know, I saw the ad you posted about needing covered storage for your Nissan.
Oh, uh-huh.
Did you figure out anything for that?
We did. Our neighbors that butt up to us on the street on the other side of us agreed that we could park our car under their covered area for the season or until we come back.
I see. Okay, well, they're not allowed to do that. That's weird. It makes us look like a bunch of hobos if you do something like that.
Okay, well, I spoke too soon then. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Just tell them deals off. How much were they going to charge for that?
They weren't going to.
Oh, well, no, they can't just do that for free. They've got to charge something, because then that way we get our cut.
Well, we
get our 20%.
Okay, so tell me who you are again.
This is Steve Dave.
Sorry, the TV's on, and I got to turn it down a little bit. So tell me your name.
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. Okay, gotcha.
Yep, yep. You know, you could just set your car in the front lawn and put a tarp over it. That's fine.
On the front lawn? You mean just set it front in front of our house?
Yeah, well, no, just in the grass.
Is that what you mean?
Just park it in the grass and then put a tarp on it and then put some bricks on the tarp on the ground so it doesn't blow away. Just do that.
Okay, but so, sorry, I don't know. Where when you say in the grass, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, in the lawn.
I don't know where that is.
You know the lawn? The grass? The green stuff?
No, he's here. And you said, right?
Yeah, yeah, Homeowners Association. Who's that, your husband?
Homeowners Association. Uh-huh.
Oh, tell him to shut the fuck up.
Excuse me?
I said tell him to shut the fuck up. Say I'm on the phone. No, she didn't like that. Okay. Let me try right back. I liked how she asked me who Colleen was when I first called in. What was that about? That didn't make any sense.
What do you want?
Oh, hey, we got disconnected somehow. I was talking to Colleen.
Yeah, yeah. And you didn't sound like you're very polite to her.
Well, she was being kind of a total...
What do you want? Well, what do you want?
I was calling about the Nissan that she needed covered up.
Yes, thank you, but we do have a spot.
Oh, no, no. I told her she's not allowed to use that spot. And she had a major attitude with me.
Now, what spot?
The neighbor's spot. The neighbors that butt up against your property. Fuck that shit. We can't.
Why?
You guys can't just be sharing parking spots. That's weird. That's something that people do in trailer parks.
Yeah. Thanks, bud.
You want this place to turn into a trailer park? I guess he does. Next, we've got brand new furniture that was used for staging purposes only. I don't know what that means. Like if they're selling a house, maybe? And they have to have pretend furniture in there so it looks all homey. That's all I can think of.
Hello?
Hi, Deborah.
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association. Hello?
Okay.
And I'm calling about this furniture you have in the classifieds. Do you have any couches?
Okay.
There's a question. Do you have any couches?
No. No couches.
What do you have?
Right now, the only thing that I have left is the kitchen table and the four chairs.
Okay.
And an entrance table. That's the only thing that I have left.
Okay. What kind of chairs are they? Are they made out of wood?
Yes.
Balsa wood?
Did you not get a chance to look at the picture? Did you see the picture or not?
I think I saw those chairs. Can I just borrow? I'm just going to come over and borrow one of the chairs. I'm just going to take it to my house for just for like an hour or two, and then I'll bring it right back.
When do you want to do that?
Right now.
Oh, that's impossible. I wouldn't be able to do it tonight. No.
Why not?
Because I can't.
Because why? What are you doing that's so important? I'm with the Homeowners Association.
What Homeowners Association are you with?
The village. Durr. The one that you live in.
Oh, okay. Well, first of all, I don't have the chair here.
Oh, how suspicious. This seems kind of sketchy all of a sudden. Like you're selling.
There's nothing sketchy about it. Unfortunately, it's at another house that I own.
What kind of scam is this?
There is no scam.
I just wanted to borrow one chair. I was just going to borrow it just for a couple hours, like three tops. What was that in the background?
Sorry, I don't think that you understand what this is all about.
I know a scam when I hear it. Like, what kind of scam are you trying to pull?
What kind of scam are you pulling, calling me, asking to borrow a chair for 3 hours? I have a kitchen set that is available for sale. It is not at my current property, okay?
Well, don't get snippy with me, lady. I'm from the Homeowners Association. I'll start, like, levying fines on you and stuff if you get an attitude.
Really?
Hey, tell that guy in the background to shut the fuck up. Please.
If you're in the Homeowners Association and you talk like that to somebody,
yeah,
I think that...
I can do that.
That's inappropriate.
Yeah, but I'm with the Homeowners Association, so I can do what I want. And you're the one being all sketchy with the furniture, like pretending you have furniture and then you don't actually have it. Like, really, what's your deal?
I really do not wish to discuss this with you because you're the problem right now, and I do have furniture that's for sale. Thank you very much for calling.
I'm the problem because I'm
night.
Calling you out on
Thank
your
you,
scam.
Sir.
That's what you think the problem is. All right. Here's an Irene that makes cheesecakes and key lime pies. They're all 10 inches round, and she sells them for $23.
Hello?
Hello, Irene?
Yes?
I'm calling about your key lime pies.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Great. You're in the Villages?
Yeah, well, I'm Steve Dave. I work with the Homeowners Association. Uh-huh. And we're doing like a...
Were you at our Harlow Villas thing the other night? No.
No, I didn't make that.
Okay, because a gentleman asked me for my card there, so how did you hear about me? Online?
Yeah, online.
Okay, all right.
We're going to be having a homeowners association meeting with all like the senior staff and everything.
Uh-huh.
And we're hoping you can make like a key lime pie that has marijuana in it.
Oh, you're pulling my leg,
oh,
right?
No, not at all.
No, I'm sorry. I can't make one with... Did you say marijuana?
Yeah. You just bake it into the butter, and it's really easy. No, it's easy.
You are pulling my leg. No.
I wouldn't kid about something like this. We really need someone to do this.
No, I absolutely will not do that.
Why can't you?
This is ridiculous. This question is a silly thing to ask me. So
why?
I'm going to hang up now because I'm not interested, okay?
Why is it a silly thing?
Nice
What's
day.
Your problem with marijuana?
Goodbye.
What's your problem, lady? I don't know if the state she's in is marijuana legal or not. I'm going to guess not the way she was acting. This is the last one. It's a golf cart. It's a gym. Everything works perfect. It's a must-see. Feel free to take a test.
Hello?
Hello, I'm calling about that golf cart for sale.
Yes.
Hey, I work for the Homeowners Association.
You do? Who
yes,
are you? What's
I do.
Your name?
Steve Dave. I just want to just kind of like borrow the golf cart for just a couple days. I'm going to try something.
You want to what?
I'm going to borrow it. I'm going to borrow your
Who
golf
is
cart. Is it still available?
It's still for sale, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to borrow it just for a couple days. Like, it's probably not going to sell in the next couple days, right?
Who is this?
This is Steve Dave. I've told you that already from the Homeowners Association. I just need to borrow your golf cart, that's all.
You want to borrow it?
Yeah, I just want to borrow it.
When?
I won't break it or anything. And I'll clean it up afterwards. I'll clean all the stuff off of it.
When do you want to borrow it?
Tonight?
No, I don't think so.
Why not tonight? Tomorrow then?
No, I'm using it.
What are you using it for? What are you selling it for if you're going to use it?
Who is this?
What are you doing with it? I already told you who I am, like 5 times now. Write it down. Steve Dave.
I know this is a joke, but I can't picture your voice.
It's not a joke. I work for the Homeowners Association. I just want to borrow the golf cart. Like, why would that be a joke?
Well, because I don't want to loan it out.
Yeah,
I don't know you.
But I'm with the Homeowners Association. You don't have a choice. I'm just saying I'm going to borrow it.
Okay.
I'm going to come by and
borrow
it.
Maybe not. Maybe not.
Oh, yes, I am. Don't make
Oh,
me,
you are?
Yeah, don't make me levy any fines against you, sir.
Okay, who is this, for real?
This is Steve Dave from the Homeowners Association.
When you say Homeowners Association, are you on the board?
Of course I am.
Well, that's funny, because I know everybody on the board.
Oh, you don't know everyone if you don't know me. Like, name them all right now. Name them. Go. 1, 2, 3,
okay,
go.
Okay, we got Gary.
Uh-huh.
We got Wendy.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
forget Steve
we
Dave.
We have Gigi. We have John. Shall I continue?
Well, you haven't named Steve Dave yet, and he's definitely on the board.
Oh, okay. Anyhow,
what do you
it's
have?
Not for loan.
Yeah, and not to normal people, but I'm with the Homeowners Association. I'm just going to borrow it just for a day. I want to try something.
I can't loan it out since I'm using it for the next couple of days.
Why would you be using it, something that you're selling? Like, why are you selling it?
It's a tournament.
Yeah. So
the orange carts always win.
That's bullshit.
No, it really is true.
I don't think so.
Why would you want to even consider it's orange? Because you know it's going to win.
No, I don't care if it wins or not. I'm not entering it in any weird race or anything.
Well, maybe you should just bring a check over. And then I'll loan it to you. How's that?
Well, no, I don't want to buy it. That's too much money. You're charging too much for it. I just want to just borrow it for a day or two.
Would you consider it for like $2,000?
No, not really. I don't want to buy a golf cart. I just want to play on one for just a day.
Well, you know, I got an idea.
Okay.
Meet me at the restaurant in 15 minutes and I'll loan it to you.
Okay. All right, I'll be there.
Okay, I'll see you then.
But I'm not paying money. I just want to borrow it.
Oh, no, I don't want you to pay any money.
I'm not going to. I didn't offer.
I don't want you to.
I didn't offer.
It's not for sale. In fact, I'm going to keep it now.
Good.
Well, I'm going to have golf carts, and that's fine with me.
I can borrow it anyway, though.
Absolutely.
I still get to borrow it because I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Good. Okay. Not a problem.
All right. 10 minutes.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
Be there.
Okay.
Don't be late.
I love you. I don't think he's really going to show up. I kind of think he's full of shit. Okay, so that was the last one. I mean, there's still plenty on this list that have not picked up yet. Thank you again, Max Power, for this list of Homeowners Association classified ads. I still don't completely understand where they're being placed. Thank you, Thunor, for sponsoring this Hobosode. Hobosode number 91. Thunor is the best sponsor we've ever had. Better than all the other sponsors. Okay, thanks for listening, everyone. Goodbye.
What? I'm at the Taco Bell.
Nah.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, we're at the Pizza Hut.
What?
We're at the Taco Bell.
What?
We're at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
We at the Pizza Hut.
No.
We at the Taco Bell.
No.
We at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
What? We at the Pizza Hut. That Taco Bell. That combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Hut, Taco Bell, combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Wait, I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell.
What?
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Wait a minute, I've got that taco smell, that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I got that pizza gut.
Nah.
I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay.
I'm at that Taco Bell. The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
That Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
No.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Really?
I'm at that combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Okay, wait. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
No, you ain't.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I'm over here.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I don't see you. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, Jamaica I'm Avenue. Right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica, Jamaica Avenue.
Avenue. Jamaica,
Jamaica Avenue.
Avenue.
That's where I'm at. Where you at?
Jamaica.
No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Marijuana?